Restoring My Soul, Friday the 19th of September. Hallowed be your name. The third dimension of prayer for a son of God is to hallow the name of the Father. We hallow his name when we fear and respect his sanctification. The fellowship of Yahweh Elohim is holy, holy, holy. We worship the Father and magnify the holiness of his name through our obedience. When the Lord asked Moses to speak to the rock as an expression of prayer so that the water would flow for the nation of Israel, Moses provoked the anger of the Lord by his disobedience. Motivated by frustration, Moses reacted by hitting the rock. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them." We hallow the name of the Father by our willingness to be separate from the spirit of the world and its uncleanness. The Apostle Paul proclaimed the word of the Father to the Corinthians. "Come out from among them and be separate," says the Lord. "Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters," says the Lord Almighty. In contrast to this, we profane the name of the Father and reject the expression of his fatherhood towards us if we are unwilling to be sanctified. The Apostle Paul then continued, "Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." In a similar way, the Apostle Peter declared, "As he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.' And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear." The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 6 verse 9, Isaiah chapter 6 verse 3, Revelation chapter 4 verse 8, Numbers chapter 20 verse 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 17 and 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1, and 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 15 to 17. For further study, Psalm 99.